Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hey, Larry, how you doing?
Hey, Stuart.
Well, it seems like things are going hotter and hotter and hotter, I guess one could say. Not warm anymore, but before we get into that, I noticed solar flare and radio blackout and a sign of increasing solar activity. Sun just produced an M-class solar flare, one of the strongest flares of the new solar cycle 25. A pulse of X-rays and UV radiation caused a shortwave radio blackout over the Pacific Ocean. And the explosion also hurled a CME into space. And I made a comment, this cycle, I think, is going to fool everyone as it ramps up to be a very severe cycle and possible changing of fuels, a blackout, and possibly a nova coming later because of the timeline. If the Lord puts up his hand, of course, obviously that'll be put down the road a ways. But remember, it says in Isaiah that the sun will give off seven times the light. The moon will be as bright as the sun during the time, or at the end, I guess one could say, we don't really know, where men are scorched with fire. And bad news for humanity. It's a mini nova. And so if you're feeling a little strange or brain fog or something like that, it might be the sun. Any comment on that, Larry? Kind of interesting.
Yeah, and it wasn't just one solar flare. It started out with one, but then multiple flares have fired off the sun from that backside region. And interestingly, you know, a lot of this seems to be Earth-directed. I think the first one's going to be a glancing blow, but the other ones may or may not be. So, yeah, we're in really strange times. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, particularly in the cosmic realm of things. So, kind of interesting. Anyway, bill ending religious vaccine exemption, I think this is Connecticut, heads to the Senate. They're beginning to tighten down, folks, so that you have mandatory vaccines. And these vaccines are exceedingly dangerous, according to scientists and whatnot. That'll probably get me banned from whatever, but it's the way it is. And here's another one. China's Z calls for fairer world order as rivalry with the U.S. deepens. Well, it's the same thing the Pope just called for, new world order. So they're moving into this thing very, very rapidly. And then I wanted to get to this one. Russian warning to NATO and its U.S. forces to be out of Ukraine by 4/21. That starts tonight. And to date, no mention of any NATO withdrawal. So now it all depends on what Putin's going to do. Will he begin the war, as he stated, or will he back off and give some more room? No mention of Putin changing his mind, so we have to wait. Could mean preemptive strike is being planned to neutralize America and NATO. So we're just going to have to kind of, what do you think, Larry, about this? You think he's going to back down? It doesn't seem like there's any signs.
Well, you know, it's sad that almost all of the American intel agencies and even pretty much the military have, you know, zeroed in or focused in on the enemy called the people. They're no longer focused outward for defense. They're focused inward. And as a matter of fact, they even called up more National Guard for Washington, D.C., to guard Washington, D.C. Now, here we are. We're worried and got our focus, you know, pretty much inwardly. But at the
yep.
same time right now, we're looking at Putin. Here's a headline. Just came out this evening. It's Hal Turner, Covert Intel Bulletin, says China moves nuclear force to launch warnings and high alert. And it says that U.S. Admiral Charles Richard, is head of the U.S. Strategic Command, is warning that the PLA has moved a number of nuclear forces to high alert duty. And Hal Turner said something kind of interesting. He said from that beginning now, or around the 21st, he says he had concerns that China and Russia may begin an attack on Taiwan and Ukraine at the same time.
Yeah, I think they're definitely partners in crime. And yet, in the same way, Russia is not the provocator in this situation. It is the CIA, as we said the other night. Go in and do your history and see what happened and see who put this puppet guy into power in Ukraine, and it was us. And they did a regime change because they wanted a puppet who would then, do what they wanted. And whether people like it or not, the folks in Crimea voted in a very open, honest, and monitored election to go with Russia and to be annexed by Russia, so it's Russian territory now. Whether the people, the leaders like it or not, it's immaterial. Russia has every right to do what it's doing. But we're being told over here, if you're told anything at all, that Russia is the aggressor and Russia needs to be punished. It's Russia, Russia, Russia. And that doesn't stop. But this is interesting. Israel moves to DEFCON 3 while battlefront set in Syria and Ukraine. Europe is on the equivalent of a DEFCON 1. China, as you said, Larry, is elevated to a DEFCON 1 status on some of their nuclear stuff. Russia's military is at an all-time high alert. And, of course, Ukraine itself is on a high alert. Europe is... you know, they're on the edge. And so, anyway, this does not look good. And here's another headline, Larry. Russia fires cruise missiles in Black Sea and moves dozens of fighter jets to the border as Putin strangles Ukraine. See, they're always going to make him the enemy. A new video shows Russian frigate Admiral Essen launching multiple cruise missiles in the Black Sea as Vladimir Putin defies Western demands to ease tensions with Ukraine. It comes as new satellite images show Russia's expanding military lineup near Ukraine. He's got the Su-30 fighters lined up on a runway. Well, of course, it's his territory. He can do what he wants. Comes as new satellite images show Russia's expanding military lineup near Ukraine. This thing is not cooling down. That's my point. Have you heard anything about it cooling off, Larry? I haven't.
No, not a word.
NATO hasn't withdrawn anything, have they?
I've heard of no withdrawals. I've only heard of sending more.
Yeah. So, and now, what is the troop number? I've heard 150,000, but then I've heard 200,000 now, Russian troops. Have you heard
well,
any on the latest? Go ahead.
I don't imagine anybody even knows. When you get over 100,000 troops in a small area, you can't count heads. I mean, the last I heard was over 200,000, but that you know, there's all kind of people saying all kind of things.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of rumors flying around. But here's some interesting stuff, too, that I think you probably know all about it. Over 20 Black Sea Fleet warships held a joint exercise with the crews of the Su-25SM attack aircraft of the Southern Military District's Air Force and Air Defense Command. The launches come as Putin defies Western demands, blah, blah, blah. Well, why should he back off on this? NATO's over there. Anyway, says some 50 aircraft in the Southern Military District have been redeployed to Crimea as part of combat drills. It comes as satellite images show Russia has moved warplanes to Crimea bases near Ukraine, tanks by the thousands, I guess, thousands of Russian soldiers, armored vehicles. This thing is really ramping up. And so I guess what do we tell people? It's going to be up to Putin, I guess. Now, does he do anything or not? What's your guess? Will he blink a little bit?
I don't know if Putin's going to do much blinking at all. I think that he sees this, and, well, you know, recently we got information or intel that indicated that the Pentagon basically had already told Biden and his crew that actually when they put those sanctions and supported Ukraine, and Ukraine passed that, I guess, that emergency order or whatever they passed there indicating they were going to war with Russia. Russia took that as a declaration of war. So basically Russia's operating under the theory, according to the intelligence, that the U.S. has declared war on Russia, that Ukraine has declared war on Russia, and that NATO has declared war on Russia. So is Putin going to blink? I'm not too sure he's going to blink. I think he already knows Russia's absolute survival is already at stake.
Yes, here's from a Greek newspaper. A surprise awaits the West tomorrow. Russia will enter Belarus or Belarus, however you want to say it, I don't know, and establish bases. This must be done to enter and develop our bases there. This was broadcast live on Russian state television, devoting considerable time what was happening in Belarus. TV crews have already been shot in Donetsk, and the wider region and developments are awaited. BBC workshop in Donbass and Russians in Donetsk. Equally worrying is the news that the BBC crew is in Donbass on the front lines of the fire and transmits climate, whatever that means, for its part. However, Russia has also sent TV crews to Donetsk and I can remember how to pronounce that other one, Luhansk or something like that. And they are recording information, creating a union climate in their turn. Russian TV crews have been ordered to arrive in Donetsk. Journalists do not know why they were sent. They were only told, go there and wait. Russian journalists are interviewing people who say we are looking forward to the union with the motherland. Ukrainians are hastily building fortifications. The armed forces of Ukraine are creating new fortifications and building embankments in the south of the country. This was officially announced by the staff of ED of Ukraine, whatever that is. The army is building fortifications and building new defense projects in southern Ukraine, shelters, fences, etc. At the same time, entire areas are being mined. Moscow, will not only recognize Donbass, Moscow will not agree to the recognition of the independence of Donetsk and Luhansk. Or how do they pronounce that, Larry?
Luhansk.
Luhansk. If Putin does, then it will mean the complete defeat of his strategy against Ukraine. Putin wants the whole of Ukraine to change. If Putin is satisfied with a single part of Donetsk and Luhansk, he will automatically hand over the rest of Ukraine. I do not think he thinks that way, and I don't think he will. This is an analyst. This is absurd for him. In his eyes, there is no difference between the regions of Donetsk, Odessa, Kiev, and a bunch of others I can't possibly pronounce. And these areas are on the verge of explosion. He will not even have to conquer them. The people will greet him, said a Russian analyst. What do you think about that, Larry? That sounds pretty reasonable.
Totally makes sense to me. And after talking to someone that has been on the phone with people inside Ukraine and in these regions, they would much rather be under Vladimir Putin than they would under the Biden and the criminal cartel in Ukraine.
Yeah. Anyway, a threat from the Russian state goes the headline. Ukrainians are alarmed as troops mass on their doorstep. then they mentioned something else. The starkest evidence that the seven-year-old war in Ukraine may be entering a new phase is what Captain, I can't pronounce his name, Coast Guard unit saw cruising in the Azov Sea just outside the port city of Mariupol last week. A flotilla of Russian amphibious assault ships. So this is building on all fronts, folks. And it's not backing off at all. It doesn't appear to be that I can see. It's just not back. Nobody's backing down. And so tomorrow may be a very key day for the world, depending on what Putin does. And, of course, they're going to blame Putin for all this. And, you know, this is what they do. And here's an interesting headline, Larry. Several world leaders, including Putin and Netanyahu, want Biden gone, and Trump appears to be part of the plot. Biden was denied access to the Pentagon, but rumors of Hillary Clinton arrest are false. What is going on there? Is this true, or how do we vet that?
What are you reading from there? Would you
where
is that
headline that I found? I think it was on Steve Quayle's site, where he says Biden was denied access to the Pentagon.
Well, I've had that information come in. I've seen some of it from different locations. It's kind of zooming around social media, et cetera, but it literally cannot be vetted. It seems to indicate, and I'll just say what it seems to indicate, the message itself seems to indicate that there's a split or a rift between Milley and the Marine generals, and that the Marine generals are no longer going to follow, basically, Biden and his puppet Milley's directions. Now, is that true? I don't know. There's been a number of ripples in the water over the last few months that the Marines were not at all in great acceptance of where this has taken America, and there could be a rift, Stuart. Now, I can't vet that. You can't vet that. I don't know anybody that can vet that except somebody that was in the Pentagon when that happened. But America's in trouble.
Yeah, what we're watching, folks, is ruler against ruler in Jeremiah, the prophecies against America, Babylon. And we're seeing that big time now. It's just too bad. But the nation implodes from within, and then the enemies rise up within, the cities burn, and then the nukes fall upon America, and she's done for. Here's another headline. This is Hal. Nuclear war possible within days as Russia-Ukraine situation escalates out of control. The United States Strategic Command has issued a posture review pointing out that an adversary may choose to use nuclear weapons first rather than wait until they are losing a war. Precise language states posture statement review. The spectrum of conflict today is neither linear nor predictable. We must account for the possibility of conflict leading to conditions which could very rapidly drive an adversary to consider nuclear use as their least bad option. Now, that's kind of an interesting remark. What do you take with that? Are they taking Putin's remarks that he was not afraid of war, number one? He was not afraid of nuclear war, number two. In fact, he told people 2-3 years ago that World War III was inevitable. It was coming, and nobody could stop it. But that's kind of weird language. Are they pointing to Putin and what he's already said he would do?
Well, I think the military is having a difficult time with the Biden administration. You got to remember, the Biden administration is made up of a, you know, I wish I could Barnes and Bailey Circus. You know, if you think about it, if you think about it that way, Barnes and Bailey Circus from years ago, you know, most of them is from the old Obama administration. And these people, all they've ever wanted is a war with Russia. So the military, not being totally brain dead, having a few pea-picking brains somewhere in the midst of all of those people, they have figured out, Stuart, I think, that Putin is serious. And I think they also figured out that he also said one time if he went to war with the U.S. and NATO, he would use nukes first. You know, with that being said, they're trying to actually convince a group of circus clowns in Washington, D.C., that moving against Putin and trying to box him into a nuclear corner is not the smartest move in the box.
No, not at all. Here's some of the rest of the article. In the eyes of NATO, any enemy, including Russia, have no chance of winning a war. Well, that's not what the Bible says, folks. The Bible says the United States is taken out by Russia, Gog and Magog. And you'll find that in Ezekiel 38, 39, Jeremiah 50 and 51. In fact, we don't stand a chance. We are eliminated, and it looks like a first strike, like Larry was just saying. Now, an enemy that is forced to fight NATO, which is what they're trying to do now with Putin, they're trying to force him to go to war, or is willing to attack NATO unprovoked, the reasons, they say, are irrelevant to the discussion, have a number of options ranging from good to bad. But the good or the bad is subjective and depends on who is defining what is good, what is bad. For instance, in this case, if Russia were to launch a surprise nuclear attack against the United States silos in order to destroy as many nukes as they could from the point of view of Russia, well, that's good, militarily speaking. In the eyes of the U.S. Strategic Command, such an attack would be bad for Russia, but the least bad. The U.S. Strategic Command assumes that Russia will not use nukes in the initial phase of any war, but rather after the war starts and Russia appears to be losing. Now, this is interesting in view of the biblical prophecy against the United States. Our Strategic Command is way off base. When God says that the United States is taken by total surprise in a massive nuclear attack, it's telling you the truth. and what our military thinks is absolutely immaterial. Their assessment is wrong, totally wrong. And it's just too bad that this has to happen this way. Anyway, it says, this is military doctrine of NATO, which assumes, totally wrong, that a nuclear war will start after a conventional war that leads to conditions, read, losing, for one side to use nuclear strikes as a Hail Mary. So in a sense, if Russia and Ukraine start a war, NATO gets involved, U.S. being a main actor. Russia will not be able to conventionally compete against NATO forces. I don't buy that either. So Russia might choose to use nukes. Of course, the U.S. whines and moans if only Russia will play how U.S. Strategic Command wants. Well, Russia already knows that if NATO gets involved with the Ukraine situation, they would lose a conventional war. I don't buy that, Larry, do you? I think they would win a ground war. They're saying that Russia won't.
I think pretty much, I think, I just have to say, I think God made America stupid, and we're playing that out.
Yeah, you got that right. Mad upon their idols. Anyway, to assume that Russia would get bogged down in a war against a much superior force, simply lose troops and assets until it's clear that it's losing, then using nukes, is the epitome of stupidity. The moment NATO gets involved in a serious matter, starts mobilizing tens of thousands of troops, hundreds of planes, dozens of ships, Russia will not wait until those forces attack. See, if they lose, they will then use nukes. Now, they're going to use them right away. I agree with that. And that would be apparently what the Bible prophets say, that we are hit in total surprise. Folks, that can come at any time. You could wake up tomorrow morning and hear that some of our cities have already been taken out. Anyway, what do you think, Larry? I think they will go if they have to.
Oh, I really have no doubt. I think that I think literally the New World Order, using Obama and Biden, have literally now put Putin in a place where he really has no choice. He's fighting for the survival of Russia. We're fighting because we're fools. And this is what's interesting, Stuart. America today, if you went around America today or just down your street and asked the people what they're watching on TV or what they're thinking, they'd give you baloney. They would wake up tomorrow dead from a nuclear strike and wonder, like Hillary said, what happened?
Yes. And, of course, Putin would then say, well, what difference does it make, Hillary? You're dead anyway. Throw it back in her face. Here's another ominous sign. German Chancellor Angela Merkel announced that Berlin continues to support the construction of Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline. That's exactly what Biden's trying to prevent. So Germany has now gone over to Russia's side. And that is a big, big omen, I think. What do you think, Larry? That was bad news.
Well, the headline basically says that they will not abandon it from Russia and that now have decided, Germany has decided to establish trade relationships with Russia. And at the same time, I know we're running out of time, but New Zealand is now broken with the Five Eyes intelligence partnership and is pursuing closer ties and an alliance with China.
Yeah. Yeah, everything is starting to go south for Babylon the Great, which is soon not going to be Babylon the Great at all. Here's another headline. With all hell about to break loose in America, prepare to get out of the cities and into red zones in the event of a worst-case scenario. We don't know because of the court ruling against the police officer whether they're going to riot tonight or not. Antifa and Black Lives Matter don't usually care which what happens. If they have an excuse to burn the cities, they'll burn them. So it's a heads up for everybody, not only for a possible nuclear war, and watch NATO, Putin, for tomorrow, what he does or doesn't do. This will be a key as to where we're headed. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. We'll see what happens. I may not do one tomorrow. We may skip over until Friday. We'll just have to see what happens. Anyway, good night, folks. Take care. Heads up. Thanks, Larry.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.